Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you put the term Beastmaster porn...
Porn, okay.
Okay. Why are you searching for that?
Unfortunate.
Beastmaster porn...
Oh, no!
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God! What the fuck?
God.
I'm so glad that you guys had that.
There's a rat called Rattus. He's the leader of the bunch. A cat called Modigliana. She's fluffy, but she's tough. Darren, he's a dopey dog. Mix, he's a muddled up, mixed up bunny. Feral. That's a feral's for ya. Feral's. Don't mess with the feral's. The feral's. They're gonna get you, that's a feral's.
Hello and welcome to the Feral's Podcast. I'm your host, Monkey Boy, and I'm joined by...
Swinny.
And Mike.
This is Season 2, Episode 8. Rich and Infamous. The episode opens up to a lot of violence, and also the ferals starving. Very dark, dark intro for the kiddies. What did you think, Mike, of the intro?
It reminded me of the motherland. You know, communism, when we used to have to go buy bread and line up for 2-3 hours to get a single loaf.
So you were starving like the ferals were?
Much, much worse back in the motherland.
Well, explain. Yes. Give me a little bit of...
I just explained to you. We used to have to line up for 3 hours to get bread. Single breadstick. Not even big breadstick. Tiny breadstick.
And did you start at either ends of the breadstick when you were eating it? Or did you break it up into pieces?
Break it up. Had to last 1 month.
Okay. Was it a baguette? You know, the most public of
all breads.
It
wasn't a baguette, it was a small get.
A small get. Oh, God. Oh, I've got to pay that one. That was awesome.
A purse get. Oh, Lord. And for some reason, the ferals think that Joe will have the solution. We flip to Joe, who, in what I wrote down, he had his O-face on, listening to Robbie playing the guitar. Do you remember that, Sweeney? Where he was like super excited about Robbie playing guitar?
Before we get to that moment of brilliance, I just wanted to mention the licorice donut.
Yes.
Ah, yes.
Darren trying to eat a licorice donut that was actually a tire. And it reminded me of the time that I had licorice ice cream, which was a very regrettable decision on my part. So that made me wonder, Mike, what's the weirdest thing you've ever eaten?
Penis? I don't know.
God.
I don't know
if I was expecting any other answer other than that.
I've eaten sheep brains and eyeballs. It's probably the weirdest thing I can think of. Yeah.
Monkey boy?
Like chicken feet, chicken heart. I think I've had every part of the chicken, basically.
Okay. Every part of the chicken. The entire chicken.
Did you eat the beak?
I've consumed it. I've sucked on the beak.
Okay.
I like that quote.
On the beak. Yeah, you know, like, growing up overseas, just quickly, I remember when I was a kid, I was presented with a piece of chicken, I would eat everything, including chewing on the bone marrow. And now
that's like, actually the tasty part, man. That's the tasty part.
It's beautiful, yeah.
That's the nutritious part.
And lots of, it is, lots of good nutrients that now we're like, I don't want to eat that, I just want to eat the meat.
Well, it's...
No, I don't think Anglo-Saxons ever really ate that much more of the animal, right? Well, I guess maybe in England when I think about it. Offal and all that kind of stuff. Mm.
Yeah, I'm a very notorious picky eater and I still get squeamish when I see a can of tongues or a jar of tongues in the supermarket. I'm like, ugh.
Where do you get jars of tongues? I haven't seen that at the supermarket. Where?
Yeah. In the tongue aisle.
Oh, the tongue aisle.
Down tongue alley.
It's the hidden aisle at the back that you need to have like some secret password to get to.
The secret handshake.
You have to talk in tongues to get in.
Yeah, the speaking tongues. Nice.
So what's the weirdest thing that you've had, Swinney?
Probably that licorice ice cream.
Oh, no, but I thought, how about, like, you had haggis, didn't you, or something like that?
No, I've never eaten haggis. I'm notoriously picky, but I've also been very defensive about that. I've probably never had anything that anybody else would consider weird other than making some weird cocktail full of like every alcoholic drink and milk and it's cordial and whatever random thing, sculling it all and then throwing up. That's probably the weirdest thing I've ever consumed.
Weird or commonplace for you?
Not commonplace. How is that ever commonplace for me? It was like, okay, these things all taste good separately. It's like, you know, the marshmallow pizza discussion. They all taste separate. Yes. Good. They all taste good separate. That means
they all taste
combined. Shut up.
This is how we should talk in the podcast now.
Yes,
they all
do.
Taste separate good.
Okay.
So right. We talk, we will.
Yes.
So getting back to the episode, I am now starting to think that Robbie isn't playing the guitar.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, because that lick that she was playing is not, you know, she was way too casual in the way she was playing it. I just can't believe that she was playing that.
Even if she knew how, they wouldn't have her actually playing it because it's just dubbed over, so.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. It's weird because, like, some of the stuff she's played on the show is pretty simple. It's just some power chords. And then that was, like, this crazy, you know, some crazy lick that she was playing, so.
But yes,
I don't know, but Joe was enjoying it.
Oh, he was enjoying it way too much. He seriously looks like he was, as he said, the show your O-face. Ow, ow, ow.
I know. Like, I don't think he was actually making too many noises, but it was his face, his facial expression. And this is one of the rare times that I wish we were doing, like, a video review of it. Because I'd love to show this clip.
I considered making an animated GIF, but I'm like, it's not worth the time.
That's the problem. I don't have any good video editing software. There's a few scenes that I'd love to make little, you know, GIFs out of, but do tracking and stuff.
Well, I saw a Feral's music video on YouTube the other day, and it was set to Mig's version of Bohemian Rhapsody sang on that Rockstar show. So, that was pretty good. It was cut in with all these Feral's clips, so... Yeah.
I think that's one thing we have to do as maybe one of the final episodes or maybe post-review of the episodes, actually really try to trace the guys down again and give a bit more information about that. I know that we did that early, but maybe as a little, you know, bookend type of thing. I think that'd be a good idea.
Yeah, no.
And maybe try to get some clips from Mig's shows and stuff that he's been on.
I was going
to
say, we did speak in an earlier episode that we actually haven't gone too far into what he's done because he's done so much. Mm. And I figured that we'd probably get onto that eventually. And I think we've just been keeping away from it for whatever reason. So I think we will need to have a good look and just, I guess, track what he's done since the show. So.
Mm, yeah. So, yeah, we have Robbie playing guitar. I wanted to ask you guys, do you know what game Lenny was playing on the Apple? It looked like an Apple IIe or something with the old school joystick. Because it's got a very distinct sound. I'm sure I've played this game. And I wondered if you guys knew.
Was it meant to be the same game that Mixie was playing in a later scene?
Yeah, I think it was the same game. It had the same sound to
it. Because you saw in the later scene that she was playing something that was like a vertical pong with, like, these bright colours. Mm. So, it wasn't any... It was obviously a faked kind of video game, but I don't know about the noises, to be honest.
Because those graphics look more like 1980 something than 1994 or 5.
Yeah, I know. 95 was... I mean, the Nintendo 64 was about to launch, so...
That's true. I think I played the Nintendo 64 in 95 at that convention that I went to.
I was so pissed off. When you told me, you're like, oh, I got to play Murray Kart and everything. I'm like, you're dead to me. Go away from me. I'm not going to sit with you at lunchtime.
I don't know you anymore.
I don't actually... Because my dad took me, and I don't know what it was. I can't even remember. I don't have a good recollection of that. But yeah, they had all these Nintendo 64s with demo games. Like, it was kind of like the development version of the games. And yeah, it was awesome. It was like one of the most mind-blowing things, seeing that. It reminded me when I first saw Quake or Doom or, you know, those kind of games where you're just like, wow, this is so much better than anything I've seen before. So yeah, that was pretty cool. All right, so yeah, you guys don't know the game either. That was bugging me. I'm telling you, this is gonna bug me. I might have to look it up later. I was just wondering if it's QBasic Gorillas or not.
But no, I would have spotted that a mile away.
It is a Mac. Exactly. So we established earlier that Joe likes to play the lotto, and he's got his lotto ticket and he's waiting for the paper.
Just a purple sticky note.
It looks like it.
Was it?
I think so. Yeah.
I didn't notice that.
It looked like it.
But I think in the old days, they did do it on, like, they did, like, a thermal printed ticket.
Oh, okay.
So it's hard to fake. Because, as you can imagine, that's, like, the number one scam, right? To try to fake the lotto ticket and send it in, I guess.
Yeah, of course. But it would have still, like, been registered back then, right? Nah, I would have had, like...
No, because this is, like, this is barely the computer industry, man, yet. Like, they didn't have the internet at this point. So you'd have to go back to the news agency, and you could easily pay off a news agent. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Hello?
I'm expecting him to respond to you. I'm like, I'm not part of this conversation.
Oh, God. Anyway, so the ferals are downtrodden, they're hungry, they're starving, and then they have this plan which involves Darren again with the ultimate responsibility to try to pull the plan off. That's always going to work. Put him in a cast and, you know, try to get Joe to feel sorry for them. I don't know why they think this is going to work. And then we see Joe running out of his apartment screaming that he's won $1 million. Now, like, do you remember what he was actually doing, Swinny? Some of the physical actions he was doing?
He was going nuts. He did the rock splits where you jump up and you land into the splits.
Did a cartwheel?
He did, yeah. He started off with a cartwheel, yeah. And then he was just jumping around going, yes, I'm a millionaire!
It's pretty good, actually.
Oh, it was awesome.
Yeah, good splits.
Yeah, he did it both sides. He did the rock splits on both sides. I don't know how people do those. That would just smash your knees, man.
Especially in those tight pants that they usually do it in.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, not everyone's going to be as unfortunate as Lenny Kravitz was, but...
Nice little reference there,
Did you hear about that, Mike?
No, what happened with Lenny Kravitz?
Lenny Kravitz was on stage at some music festival.
Yeah.
And I forget what action he did, and thankfully I didn't actually see it happen, is that his pants split... And his appendage flopped out in front of the crowd.
Nice.
He was going commando.
Going commando in his leather pants.
That's awesome.
And his little snaggle tooth came out. Anyway, so now everyone is sucking up to Joe, which I like. And then, like, this episode is pretty dark. There's a lot of violence at the start. The ferals are starving to death. Joe wins a bunch of money, and then first thing he says is, I'm going to spend up big. Do you remember when he was talking about that? Like, oh, I'm going to spend up. This is time to spend up.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, I mean, I remember when I was a kid and I really wanted to win a Toys R Us competition where it was like a $200 shopping spree. And now it seems ridiculous, but back then I was like, oh my God, I'm going to get this and this and this. And it reminded me exactly of Joe. He's thinking that $1 million is going to get him everything he ever wants in the world. Whereas as soon as he buys a place and a couple of cars, and it's like, oh crap, most of my money's gone.
Yeah.
That's true.
Actually, I won't spoil it.
Well, what were you going to say about how his attitude towards the money?
No, I was going to say what he ended up spending the money on.
Ah, okay.
Can I just say, in this scene when when Joe does his rock splits, whatever, and shouts he's a millionaire, and then Raddus has a reaction. I put a picture in the chat of Raddus. Mm-hmm. It was a really good close-up. It looked, looked like he had some kind of green peanut in his whiskers.
No, he's got green. He's got green, like, hair and whiskers.
It's really... Yeah, but because it was so close up, it looked like it was all bundled together in, like, a peanut size. It was so weird. I've never seen it that close. It's just the detail in these puppets is really odd, actually, at times. Great, but odd.
Well, yeah, they had a lot of crazy close-ups in this episode, and you really got to see the puppets. Like, they were, you saw their hands a lot in this episode. We'll talk about that later. But yeah, so like Joe sends a signal to everyone. It's time to spend up big. And when I was listening to it, he kind of did make it sound like, you know, everyone, it's time to spend up big. Did you guys get that impression?
No, I didn't really.
Okay.
I didn't.
Because I did.
maybe because I knew it would be going that direction. Just I assumed it would. So I didn't take it away.
Yeah. So then we flash over to the Ferals in the shed, and they've just got all the mod cons. They've got the 48-inch CRT TV, the VHS player, the Apple IIe, and they got this waiter. Now, what did you guys think of this waiter and his name?
Gomez. I thought it was really good, actually.
No, Sarah, no.
Did you guys look up who this guy was?
No.
Okay. So,
okay.
I'll just say, spoiler alert, you know, because people love it when we say that, is that there's
one
a lot of
cameos.
Die. There's a lot of cameos in this episode, but he was the only one actually given a credit. So, his name is Gonzalo Vargas, right?
Okay.
And he's been on a whole range of shows, but almost every single show he either was not named or he was named as a, like, a really racist stereotype name.
What?
He was on All Saints,
dude,
where he was Senor Alvarez.
Okay.
He was on America's Most Wanted show or something. Marco. On Blue Bloods, he was Chili Fan Number One. On a show called The Labyrinth, not the movie, he was Jose. On Law and Order SVU, he was Fontana.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah, this guy's obviously acting in America. On a show called Traffico, he was Ricardo Rodriguez or whatever. So
okay.
It's like, is that just the way it happens when you have a Latin heritage and you want to
possibly
be an actor?
Possibly, you get stereotyped into roles, yeah.
I just love Senor Alvarez.
It's just like any person from sort of a Persian or Arabic background, they'll just be cast as a terrorist. Yeah. But that's not even new. That's been like that since the mid-90s, at least. Like, you look at True Lies and all that kind of stuff. Okay. It's always, like, the terrorists. It only got worse since September 11, so, yeah. But I thought it was just... it was a bit dodgy. It was a bit borderline. And then they started calling him a servant. I was like, oh, shit. And there's one great scene where Lenny comes in and he sees all the stuff and he's like, oh, my God, you guys have bought so much stuff. And then Raddus gets Gomez to come over and lift him up to Lenny's level so he can talk to him.
That was great.
That was awesome. Did you guys spot any funny stuff in the shed? That was like, oh, that's kind of amusing. That's something that they really wanted.
No, I mean, what?
It was pretty just general stuff
for
that
era. Had like a record player or a jukebox or something. Mixie had the computer that we're talking about with the game. Darren had a vacuum. Which at first I'm like, what the hell is that? And then obviously it was obvious what happened with it.
That sounds super dodgy, by the way. But yeah, go on.
What did you think of their outfits?
Oh, they were awesome. Yeah, we didn't really describe the outfits.
Really good.
And really good music in this whole episode as well.
How would you describe it, Mike? Because we didn't really even say what the outfits look like.
They actually look very 80s to me.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, more so than 90s, I guess.
It was...
But they were also, like, very reflective material. It looked like gold jackets and real big, bold sunglasses. It was awesome.
To me, it seemed like an early 90s, late 80s kids ad where it says, oh, the kid's cool, and then he puts on his glasses and he spikes his hair and wears these, like, I don't know, like, the suit jacket with, like, shoulder padding and stuff like that. So it just looked kind of reminded me of that.
You guys.
Now, at this. Yeah, go on.
I was just going to quickly say, you know the vacuum cleaner that you guys mentioned? Did you see the labels on it?
No.
It said suck and blow.
No, it didn't.
It did.
Well, technically, oh my God. Blow and sucker's blow was on the left, suck was on the right. I reckon when they made that, they would have been cracking.
Because they made a mention about stuff. They had a, you know, a bit of a double entendre later in the episode.
Oh, yeah.
That Darren said. That we'll bring up later, but, oh, okay, I didn't notice that. That's pretty dodgy. So, at this point, do you think that Robbie and Lenny had bought their stuff? I can't remember. Or was it that Lenny saw the Ferrells bought a bunch of stuff, so then Robbie and Lenny went and bought a bunch of stuff?
Oh, they probably did at the same time. It's not really important to know who bought which first, I don't think.
I like to, you know, have the facts. Oh, no. I remember, actually. There was that scene where Robbie and Lenny were questioning where they got all their money from. And then they sort of just, like, left it up in the air. So, anyway, we flip over to... they're still in Joe's place, right? Yeah, they are.
Yes. Because
they later used their old apartment, yeah. So, Lenny has bought what I will call, which is not officially called, but a digital virtual reality chair.
Oh, yeah.
I've got a better name for it.
What is it?
In all my notes, I've called it the Animus.
Animus. I like that. Yeah, the Animus.
Why is it called the Animus?
If you played a few more video games, Mr. Jones, you'd know. I don't want this to be
the second time I have to explain an Assassin's Creed joke. That would just really make me...
Yeah. You nerd. Did say something like that, yeah. Yeah, I don't play games anymore, man. It's too stressful. I just watch people play games on YouTube.
And like all the cool people.
Yeah, much more relaxing.
Is it? Don't you guys sit there going, no, don't do that, you idiot. No, what the...
Well, I'm not good at games, so I just watch it go, oh, yeah, that's pretty much better than what I would have played. So. That's why you should have your own channel, Mike, because you're pretty good at games. So, you know, and you're quite funny. So, hey, I want to be a manager now.
You wouldn't.
I'm inspired by Joe.
You wouldn't be able to hear...
Management
you wouldn't be
will
able
do
to hear anything, because it would just be all the noise of him eating all the time.
I may or may not be notorious for pretty much eating nonstop when I play.
Just, oh, really?
Yeah, it's just constant.
I did see some photos of all just food around me.
Hey, guys. Can you watch my back?
The snack food companies or the chip companies should hire Mike as the person that does, like, their sound samples for when you eat a chip. It's like crunch, you know. I can't do it without a chip, but...
Well, this is kind of like neatly tied together because we're talking about playing games. Mm-hmm. And what do you think that the visor looks like, Mike?
The Oculus Rift? Or just about any other VR headset?
It looks like it, man.
Yeah, totally.
Nah. I reckon it looks really like it. Like, and really, really similar
Monkey
to the
Boy,
new Oculus Rift one.
Can I tell you something else it reminds me of?
What? Mm-hmm.
There was this place that Monkey Boy and Mike at times used to go to play pool.
Yes.
And this place, to say this place was a little behind the times is quite an understatement. I think, what year were we going to play pool at that place, Monkey Boy? I don't know. Was it 5 years
05?
Ago? Oh, 05.
No, it was way longer than that, man.
Oh, was it? Okay. Still,
probably 2008, I reckon.
Okay, say 2008, right? They had these machines, which I swear they had only bought a couple years prior and had set them up, these virtual reality machines with their own massive section. It would have cost them so much money to put this
in. Yeah, they had so much floor space. Like,
now, these were...
What was that, like 100 square meters of floor space, you reckon?
Oh, probably.
Something like that.
And if you actually saw, because they had video screens of what the game looked like, the game looked pre-Nintendo 64. We're talking about Nintendo 64. This looks like... something out of a video clip when they do the really bad 3D in the 90s.
Yes, in the 80s and 90s.
It was so bad, and nobody would use it. I think we once saw maybe one kid attempt to go on there.
Well, I think we saw one person use it, but I still think that person was, you know, running the place. It was like one of their mates or something.
And I think we just kept always talking about how we kind of felt bad for them, because it would have cost them so much money.
There's zero chance that they made more than $100, I reckon, from that machine. No one ever used it. It was horrible. It would have sucked up so much power because they had it running all the time. Oh, it was horrible. And that was when, like, the 360 was out. I think even, like, the Xbox One was just around the corner. Oh, maybe not, actually.
No, 360, yeah, 360 was out. That's enough.
The 360 was out, and the games looked amazing. Oh, God. It's insane. It was absolutely insane. I do feel bad for those people. But, yeah, so, okay, we have Lenny, who's bought his virtual reality chair. Now, I can't remember. Did we see anyone apart from Joe in the actual chair?
No.
In this episode?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I know. I just thought of that then. I'm thinking, I don't think we ever saw Lenny or Robbie in the chair. I know that, Mike, you would have liked seeing Robbie in the chair.
Mm-hmm.
But, All right. And then we have Robbie, who's bought all her guitar equipment and keyboards and bass.
And she also bought a couple of people.
Yeah, exactly. Some slaves. Do you think that she's becoming more of a rock chick in this series as it kind of winds down to the end?
Well, she's becoming more of a hard rock metal chick in this
scene.
Haircut. Yeah. Because earlier in the series, or season one, I should say, she was that alternative color in the hair, long hair kind of indie chick. So, yeah. So now she was wearing like a leather jacket and.
Yeah. Like 80s jeans. She looked like it. Maybe I'm getting my eras mixed up. A lot of this stuff to me actually looks more from the 80s than the 90s.
Same.
Well, she kind of looked like, I don't know. I'm just trying to
think. She looked like a late 80s,
like,
man.
A Danzig. Like 80s Danzig metal. Danzig hard rock style punk, hard punk outfit. So.
Yeah. It did not look like 90s. 90s was more like grungy by this stage. Like Kurt Cobain was dead at this point in time. You know what I mean? That's how grungy it was.
That's how grungy it was. He was dead.
No, but what I'm saying is it wasn't, like, early grunge. This was, like, well-established, the grunge era, you know, Pearl Jam. Like, they even got a mention, actually.
I was going to say, they mention a couple of bands.
So. Yeah. So, I don't know. She just doesn't have a grungy look. You'd think that that'd give her a grungy look. But anyway. All right. So, then Joe goes off. Was there anything else that you guys noted in this scene, these earlier scenes, before Joe gets his big prize?
Nope.
No? Okay. So, now we see Joe come in. With the red sports car. Mike, what car is this?
That
you're
is
the car expert on the show.
1994 Ford Capri, which is an Australian-made vehicle that was exported
really?
To the US.
Is that what it was?
Yep. They were between $25,000 and $30,000 for the fully featured model. It was effectively, it was just a 1.6 litre from memory. It was a Ford Laser convertible.
Oh, God.
Originally designed in Europe and produced in Australia for the export market.
Assuming that that information was correct and you're not
it
just
is.
Bullshit.
How could you not?
No, okay, I believe okay. it.
No,
I believe
you as well because I know you know your stuff. It's taken 8 episodes into season 2 to finally get a mic fact. you tried last week with the Roman numerals, but that was a fail.
That was just shit.
The Roman numeral thing, that was awesome.
So I'm happy because if we do another like year best of, you know, wrap up show at the end,
yeah, which I think we have to, yeah. It's
currently, I've only got one mic fact on that list. So
damn.
Oh.
All right, I'll try to up my game.
Yeah,
so
although
it's a
we're affecting
choice,
the outcome,
the best
it's a bit
one.
Dodgy, isn't it? And do you remember the tagline that he had for the car? All of which wasn't really that impressive, but
I remember
what
he called
what
it
he described
the
as.
Beast.
It was fuel-injected, turbocharged Beastmaster.
No, nitro-sucking. You missed the
nitro-sucking. Oh, I missed the suck.
That was the only impressive thing about it. Because, I mean, turbocharged, fuel-injected, come on, what the hell? There's, like, any sports car these days, well, even back then, were, like that. But the nitro-sucking was interesting.
And whatever...
Had a badge on it. It had a badge on it that said Beastmaster. Did
you
see
it? Beastmaster, and whatever you do, do not Google that term.
Hang on.
Why? No. As every person who listens and watches the podcast.
Beastmaster.
I guess it depends on what your image search settings are on.
No, mine are fine.
Wait, is it one word or two words, though? That's
I have
a
it
big
as
difference.
One word.
Yeah, see, this is a huge factor.
And now I want to watch the show, or film, or whatever it is.
See, again, this is John, this is Swinney's, search history coming in and, you know.
Oh, totally.
Kind of like.
Mine's totally clean. Well, what else Seriously, is it? Mine's
I'm
like 100% clean.
There's nothing. I'm looking at it like with my normal search history, then I go into private mode just to make sure I'm not missing anything.
Okay, all right.
Like, are you talking about the dude?
Let me clarify then. There's now some, like, that dude, I, now Beastmaster. That I remember actually what it came up with, is that I'm like, that sounds dodgy, right, to me. It just sounds like it could be attributed to something. So I added a certain word at the end.
What was it? What was the word? Wait, are we meant to be looking at Beastmaster one word or two words?
No, there was no intention to get you guys to actually search this when I said that.
Ferret.
Okay. Yeah, like...
Beastmaster Ferret.
You guys should totally not search this.
No, because, you know, really Google's now pretty smart, you know, it won't show anything illicit until you explicitly put extra words on there.
So why do I have to put extra to
actually
get something? What do you
mean, extra words? I cannot find anything.
Beastmaster...
I'm sorry. One of the rare times I can't find anything explicit on the internet.
Yeah, what's going on here?
If you put the term Beastmaster porn...
Porn, okay.
Why are you searching for that?
Unfortunate.
Beastmaster
porn... Oh, no!
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. What the fuck?
God.
I'm so glad that you guys had that reaction.
Jeez, how did you find that? And why does that come up normally for you? What the f***?
I had to correct myself that I realized that I was specifically actually trying to find... I didn't expect that, but I was expecting to find like a DVD cover or something of something, whatever, right? Because it just to me... And I'm like, okay, logically I should have expected what that result was.
Oh my god!
So
that's,
now, the Beastmaster was actually a TV show from the 1980s. That looks quite interesting. I want to see this. A sword and sorcery fantasy about a young man's search for revenge. Armed with supernatural powers, the handsome hero and his animal allies wage war against marauding forces.
And in his downtime, he enjoyed some special time with those animals.
Oh god!
I feel like I've got, you know. I've got a clip of John finding this search result. What? That's not what I expected it to be.
Was that unzipping the pants sound effect?
Was that unzipping?
It says zipper sound effect. I've never heard it before. Let me just play it again. That's terrible. That's the worst zipper sound effect ever.
You guys realize we're already
up in my face.
The government has already put in place the search history thing as of about 3 days ago or something.
Yeah,
this is the first thing we do. I actually stopped looking at porn for completely different reasons, and now, great, my entire freaking thing is just tainted by the worst possible thing I could search for.
If they look at...
I still question how you found that. I'm just going to leave it at that. Far out,
if
man.
I tell you what inspired me, we would be here forever.
Oh, God.
Was it
not that
Matthew?
Well.
No.
Oh, yeah. Let's not record that to the annals of the internet.
No. Okay, let's keep going.
All right, so, yes, we have this Beastmaster. Not the movie.
I'm so happy you guys actually ended up googling that.
Oh god, that's disgusting. And the ferals want a beast for themselves, but this is a scene where we start to see that Joe says that he's not buying stuff for anyone. Not for the ferals, not for anyone. And then this is the part where, the ferals are starting to get worried, and Lenny and Robbie are starting to get worried as well, thinking, oh my god, like, is Joe just not buying stuff for the ferals, or is he not buying stuff for them as well? This is where we also see, so, you know, the ferals are going to return all their stuff, and they ship off, Gomez. Do you guys remember where he was sending Gomez back to?
They said, now you can go back to the Hilton.
Yes.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That whole bit with Gomez, didn't rub me up the right way. I just think, it's a bit dodgy. Maybe I'm always trying to read into these kind of things.
No, I thought it was fine.
Okay, okay. Well, they're sending everything back, but instead of sending it back, they decide that they want to drive it back for whatever reason. I thought this scene was really cool, where we see them load up the car, like the beast, with all the stuff that they'd bought. And you see Radis turning on the ignition. Do you guys remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Sorry, this whole scene with them trying to cart musical equipment just reminded Monkey Boy of when you and I got a PA system.
Yeah.
And it's sitting in your living area in your old parents' place. And you just decided to take a photo that was mimicking a famous internet photo where you're holding a can of corn and you're standing behind the PA system, like, looking like you're doing something very, very explicit.
That can of corn photo, that's just wild. That's the craziest photo.
Anyway, I think we've been off track with that level of content.
Actually, okay. This is probably going back to the fact that I definitely was very much affected by the ferals and the thought patterns that they have. Do you remember when we got the PA system that they gave us the wrong one?
Yes.
And what was our reaction to finding out that they gave us the wrong one?
So
what they gave us, we bought one, and then they gave us the next model up by mistake. So, Mike, what do you think we would have done?
Knowing you guys celebrated... The last thing on your minds would be, maybe we should return this.
We tried to get away as quick as possible before they realized.
shame.
That's terrible. I tell people that story and they're just like, wow, that's terrible, man.
A bunch of criminals.
Like, what? They gave us the one. It's criminals. Not stealing. They gave it to us. Maybe they're just trying to be nice.
Yeah, but that's like, anyway, if a bank makes an error and they put, you know, $100,000 in your account by mistake. It's like, oh, the bank is just being nice. I better go use this money for something.
No, that's different because they keep all the records of that stuff. So,
yeah, but
you got to factor in. Do you reckon you'll get away with it?
that's the key differentiator. If you can get away with it, do it.
Exactly.
It's only illegal if you get caught.
All right.
Well, pretty much.
So anyway, considering I'm the one that's made this episode go the most off track, I think we need to get back on track.
Yes.
Very south. Back very on track. South. So, we have the ferals driving off the car, and then we hear a big crash outside, which is obviously the ferals, that they've crashed the car. I thought it was, like, very dark. Oh, there was a few things in the scene. Do you guys remember? Okay, so Lenny and Robbie are, like, look out the window, oh my god, the ferals have crashed the car. And do you remember what Joe said in this scene? When he, like, oh, it was like, I don't know, it was like a postie or something like that. That he called out, idiot. He didn't even, like, see them or anything. He just called him an idiot anyway. I don't know if you guys remember it.
Yeah.
No, but I do remember that Joe's become a bit of an asshole now that he's got money.
Yeah, he is. I like it. So the reason why they crashed is because Moddy saw a poodle,
mm-hmm.
and she wanted to run over it again and again.
She goes nuts.
I know, it's so dark. And now all of a sudden, Lenny is a mechanic. I don't know. Does that sound about right to you, Mike? That, like, a guy who's good with, you know... I guess it's kind of more machines, isn't it, that he's building, like, rather than programming and stuff like that. So, I guess he should be good at...
Possibly, like,
he could be a mechanic.
Yeah,
he's probably to be not good that at everything, really. Actually.
Well, yeah. We know he's not that great at it, though, by what happens at the very end. So.
Well, he's not bad. He did fix most of the car.
Yeah. Most.
99.99%.
Except something that was clearly a critical piece.
Yeah. It's like, oh yeah, I fixed your parachute up, apart from I forgot to put the parachute in. But,
or the string which pulls it.
Yeah, that would have been a better analogy. Thank you. Thank you, Swin. We get back to Robbie, who's rocking out, and I guess we learn more about how Joe is treating his money, where... Joe was going through the trash can and spotted some empty toothpaste, took it out, and then proceeded to lambast Lenny and squeeze a 5 cent piece worth of toothpaste and saying how wasteful he is. Yeah, so I think they all start stressing out.
Onto Lenny's hand. Who does that? It's like, oh, you chucked a little bit of toothpaste. And he puts it onto his hand. I mean, it's like
he can do anything
cream
he wants. He can do whatever he wants. He's a millionaire, man.
I mean, it was a good touch, but it was like, really? Who would ever do that?
Hey, so, thing about toothpaste, by the way, because I actually just bought another tub of toothpaste last night, and it occurred to me that toothpaste has the 80-20 rule. The first 80% of the tube that you use only lasts about 20% of the time, and the last remaining 20% lasts about 80% of the time.
That's a really good
every single little actually. Piece out of it.
That's a good point. But I think that's partly because people like us, we're pretty lazy. So I really hate buying hair product.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just hate it, right? I wish I had long hair again because it's easier. But anyway, I hate buying hair product. And whenever I get close to the end, I start to like use less and less and less. And then I'm using like just a little dab of it and it's doing nothing for me because I don't want to go and buy hair product. And then I'm too lazy. I haven't like.
What are you doing there, internet? Mike?
What are you? Huh? What? Are you watching Beastmaster? Are you watching Beastmaster?
No. You spoke about your long hair again. Jesus. You know what happened last time you mentioned that? Yep. That's exactly what happened.
It's the worst zipper sound effect.
Can you please hold on to that sound effect for any future required usage?
Well.
It should go next to the it should go next to the Doom Door and Black Music as samples. You've just got it, tip of your fingers.
All right. We're getting way off track here. So yes, we have Joe who wants to take out the beast, but of course she can't because the beast has been destroyed. So Robbie and Lenny hook Joe up to the VR chair. Now is this the scene that we have the sound effect or is it later? I can't even remember.
No, it's this scene.
It's later, but we can play it now.
This is the start of it. Yeah, pretty much. They lock Joe into the Animus.
Yeah, the Animus. So I'll play this clip, given that, you know, we've probably got to get back on track here. All right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, cool.
This chair is fantastic! I'm at a Chili Peppers and Pearl Jam double bill. And check out all those gorgeous girls. Hey, babe. Where have you been all my life? I'm a millionaire. How would you like to come up to my place and count my money?
I love the pause. It's like, hi, ladies. Where have you been all my life? That pause was awesome.
My note for this was, what is a better line? Hey, babe, I'm a millionaire. Do you want to count my money? Or, shit. Do you want to grab a coffee?
Damn.
I'm not sure. I reckon they're pretty close.
I think they might appeal to a different target audience.
It's true.
Oh, that was great.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I love this. Joe in the chair is hilarious. It's, to describe it, it's sort of like an Oculus Rift on his head. It's like a massage chair sort of thing.
Look like a dentist chair.
Like a dentist chair. I think that's what it is, actually.
I'll just say the only scene prior to that, because we jumped ahead a little bit, but it's not really worth talking about much, was when Ferrell's try to fix the engine. They suck up the parts because Darren, I don't know, was using a vacuum because they said they had to suck up the Joe or whatever, and Raddus gets sucked into it. It wasn't anything amazing.
No, but there was something that I wanted to say in that scene. It was that Darren said, there's plenty of suck in this baby.
Well, I put...
Which I was like, that's pretty dodgy.
To follow on from Mike's point earlier, I put, Raddus experiences both suck and blow.
And when they spit him
they
out...
They suck him in and then put it in reverse, blow him out.
Yeah. And he gets smashed in the head multiple times by wrenches.
And he's smiling.
Being sucked up. I know, it's very weird. It's very weird.
A lot of violence in this episode. Probably the most in a long time.
Well, that's... Yeah, I wrote that down later. I was thinking, is this actually the most violent episode? Because there's so many times that people get, like, roundhoused, hooked in the head, like, throwing things at them.
I think it is the most violent one.
Yeah, I can't remember a more violent one than this one. And it's kind of, like, not a violent plot line, and yet there's so much violence.
It started off with violence, where Raddus was arguing with Monty and Mixie, and he goes, find his keeper's girls, and then he punches her. What the hell? Domestic violence.
Discriminantly.
Jeez.
Domesticated so animal violence.
Yes. Oh. Feral animal violence, yeah. So, yeah, Joe is, like, very obsessed about this VR machine. Gets some post. And then for whatever reason, Lenny and Robbie are like, oh, we'll open up this letter for you. It looks like it's your check. In what world, if you had $1 million check, would you let anyone open that? No way in hell. Well, not just, surely not.
Not just that, but they said, oh, we'll go and cash this check for you. He's like, oh, yeah, no worries.
Yeah, no problem.
I know. What? It's insane. Well,
how did they even have access to his bank accounts to buy all that stuff?
Well, it doesn't make... Well, no, because the premise that they've got is that they just send the bill to Joe. So when they buy stuff, they just send him the bill.
That makes no sense.
You've got to remember also,
totally,
this is pre-internet.
That totally works transactions these days.
When has that ever worked?
Because this is pre-internet.
Yeah, what do you do? Yeah, no worries. Just send it to Joe King.
Back in the day... No, back in the day, like, stuff like this, like, oh, I'll just write you a check, that was much more common. Now, I'm not saying that you could buy that much stuff without actually transferring any money or writing a check physically, but it was a bit more sort of, based around, okay, if you do commit fraud, you'll go to jail. Mm. So that's what's preventing people. The world now is really different, obviously, but... And plus, you get invoices. Like, once you go into, like, business, you have invoices. They don't necessarily get paid straight away. You might have to wait 90 days to get it to clear. Anyway, getting back to the episode. So they do open the check and they realize that Joe has won $1,000, not $1,000.
How do you make that mistake? Because at first I'm like, what? Did he like, because they say he screwed up the zeros. But the only way he can screw up the zeros exactly. If you add a dot and two more zeros after that. But that's only 100,000, not a million.
They said that he read his name in the paper or something. So, which is weird, considering it just seems a weird way to find out that you're a millionaire in the paper.
Maybe he got confused. It said 1K, not 1M. Mm. And he got 1K, 1M, I don't know which one's the difference. Maybe K, that's, a million.
We'll just chalk it up to Joe being an idiot. I mean, he couldn't even...
exactly.
He couldn't even get into his uni entrance exam thing, so he's not the brightest spark.
Exactly, and he also failed the test, don't forget.
Ah,
last
yes,
week's episode.
Yes.
Yeah, so he forget about uni, he can't even do high school. So yeah, the Beastmaster, the car, not the pornography film, is all in tatters, and Lenny, still at this point, is refusing to help. Then this is where Radis is like, oh, if you don't help, I'm going to tell Joe that you bought all the VR gear and all that kind of stuff. And they use the word blackmail. Now, can I ask, is this the first time that they've used the word blackmail in this show, even though every other show is about blackmail?
I think so.
I think it is.
Mm.
Mike, do you remember any other time that they used blackmail?
No, this is the first time.
And I just think that this reminds me of, what was it last week? That the first time in last week's episode they mentioned something that always happens. I've actually forgotten what it was.
I don't remember there being any blackmails in any of the other episodes, no. That was black music.
You idiot. Oh, so you admit it was black music after all. So Robbie has to try to get Joe again to go away from checking out the car and says, oh, maybe you can manage our band. And it seemed like Joe had a lot of good ideas. I really wish we heard what some of those ideas were. It was kind of trailing off when he was running away. It was probably just Mig making it up on the spot. What else was there? There's a bit where, now Lenny is starting to work on the car. I don't know. I found that kind of a little bit boring. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah.
The whole car stuff is like, Lenny saves the day once again.
Lenny tries to explain it, but it's sped up in fast forward.
Well, Moddy's outfit, was that the same one that she wore in the Cinders storyline?
When she was the mechanic? Worst episode of the entire thing. The Christmas
yeah, that was
episode.
Horrible. Yeah. God, that was so bad, that episode.
I can't remember because I blocked that episode out of my mind.
That was a bad, bad episode. We have the bit where he's trying to explain. That's pretty boring. Now, this is where the truth starts to come out. Joe receives a bill. Seems to get a lot of bills, and it feels like it's on a weekend because they're all at home. But anyway, maybe this is the post in the old days. And this is where he gets a bill for, what was it, $27,000 worth of stuff? It was all like Robbie's stuff and the VR machine.
And knowing how expensive musical equipment can be,
that's
actually not a lot of stuff when you think about it. Like, you think that's a lot of money.
Well, back in those days as well, yeah.
Actually, back in those days, it probably would have bought you, it would have bought you a lot more, but... Well,
No.
Depends. Like, maybe it was more
equipment
expensive.
Is like more expensive back in the day.
Yeah. True.
Like, it's actually come down in price a bit.
It has,
like,
yeah.
Relative. But it's still so expensive, man. Like, I was looking to buy a bass guitar and amp, and I was just like, this is just ridiculous. It's just so much money. Anyway, yeah, so Joe goes crazy, and then they whack him in the VR machine again. And turn it on. I really like this VR machine.
I'll just
say,
I like the VR machine, but at this part of the episode, I was just thinking, where's Keith, damn it? Just, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just felt like, I don't know, there was just parts in this episode that just bored me.
Okay.
This middle section, maybe the middle section is with the whole Lenny fixing the car part. I was just like, if Keith was to come along and make jokes about trying to fix a car, that would just automatically make it better.
You're right, actually. Like, I feel like, you know, when they were acting as if they were super rich? Because that's really early in the episode. It's like within 4 minutes of the episode, they're acting as if they're super rich. I felt like they could have had that part of the episode go on for longer and the fixing the car part shorter and whack Keith in. Because it would be funny to see Keith with them acting as super rich. Like, oh, we've got so much money now and stuff like that. I don't know. I just like the dynamic there. Think there's something funny that could have happened.
Yeah, like a swimming pool full of gum leaves.
I don't know. Exactly. So yeah, we get like Lenny's fixing the car. You know, nothing really interesting in this part apart from that they're all whacking each other, and you know, when they're sourcing all the parts to the car that they're trying to fix, they have a little bit where they say, oh, they grabbed this wheel from a police car. And then Lenny's just like, oh, that's, you know, that can't be true. Haha, very funny, guys.
In this scene,
even though
as well,
they do that stuff all the time. So, yeah, anyway, go on, Swinny.
I didn't catch the setup. They must have said something about diversionary tactics. And Darren, because he always mishears things, he said something about, I want some diversionary tic tacs.
Yeah.
Which I thought was really cool.
He gets hit in the head.
Yeah.
And then he starts saying all this stuff. But he was just copying Lenny.
Oh, okay,
so he says it right the first time.
I didn't hear the setup, but I just heard him say that afterwards, and I thought that was quite good. And I don't know, do they have Tic Tacs outside of Australia? I don't know.
Yeah.
They do?
Yeah, I think so. I think they're from the US, aren't they? Tic Tacs?
I never assume those things, because the amount of times I'm like, what the hell, they don't have that in the US or whatever?
They've only got 2 calories a serving. This episode of The Ferals is brought to you by Tic Tacs.
Sorry, Mike. That's not going to be another Mike fact.
I think it's like one calorie, isn't
Damn.
It? Each is just one?
No, it's 2 calories.
No, it's 2 calories because it's a tic and a tac.
That's right.
<Ba-doom-ching>. Where's the rim shot? I was just thinking about that.
I thought you could say, where's the rim shot? And then you play the zip sound effect.
Oh, God. No, it is weird, actually, when you go overseas and you see things that you think are only Australian. Like, when I was in the UK last, there was Anytime Fitness and Fitness First. And I didn't realise that that was like a global thing, or you're from the UK.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's why Anytime Fitness keep tooting around the fact that you can go on any of their clubs internationally 24/7. Okay. This Ferals episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness.
How much does it cost a month?
About $50.
But if you use the code Ferals Podcast, you'll get it for $50.
That's right.
You know what? I would love somebody to think that's true and then be on their customer service line saying, but I was promised the Ferals Podcast would give me a 10% discount. And they just go to like through the upper management levels because they're escalating the complaint.
See, now people aren't going to know whether this is true or not. Maybe you do get a 10% discount if you mention the Ferals. Only one way to find out.
That's true. We should just go into the gym and say we want 10% off because we heard it on the Ferals Podcast.
Yeah. And then if they don't believe us, we'll show them proof.
Yeah, exactly. Listen to this. In the episode. So, Joe is now tied up. to the VR machine because they don't want him to see the broken car. And, you know, I didn't really set it up at the start that the VR machine has two settings, of course, happy and, like, nightmarish. And it's been set on happy all this time. And it's obvious that there's going to be an opportunity sometime in the episode where it turns into a nightmarish version. And I think it's where the ferals were all over him, not letting him off the VR chair. And when they jump off, they bumped it to the wrong setting, right?
And Moddy was picking Joe's nose hair.
Oh, yeah, that was horrible. It was really weird, the whole scene, actually. Like, it was completely unnecessary, but it kind of made me chuckle a little.
You know it's also horrible?
What?
When you reach, like, the edge of about 30, the hair on your head just starts to migrate down the rest of your body. You go bald at the top, and then you start getting hair everywhere else. Like, I noticed nose hair.
Are you going bald?
No, I'm all right. I'm quite all right. But just in general, that's what happens. But I remember when I started noticing nose hair, and you can't kill those bastards. Pull them out, bam, next week they're still back in full force.
I think that is the nature of hair, but...
Yeah, but it feels like normal hair if you pluck out any other hair somewhere else, it seems to take ages to come back.
Like your pubes or something.
Yeah. Whereas if you pluck out nose hair, like instantly, just overnight it comes back. It's really annoying.
But maybe you're not seeing the little nose hair that's grown to a full nose hair.
Could be.
Hmm. So you need like Nairs for your nose hairs.
This Ferals podcast is brought to you by Nairs.
One quick application, you'll never have nose hair again. So yeah, he gets knocked into this nightmare mode and they leave and you can hear him screaming in the background. So they finally fixed his car, and it's really weird, but, like, the VR machine blows up, right? Because it's on nightmare mode or whatever, and then Lenny mentions that he should have bought the deluxe model. I don't know, it's super weird.
Yeah, I think they covered it for free. They covered that well by saying that, though, at least.
Yeah. And then he comes out, and he's, like, looks like he's been in a bomb blast or something like that. He's told that he's won $1,000, not $1 million, and he's all sort of, you know, depressed. And then he gets another letter. Like, what time at night is it at this stage? Because it was kind of like delivery,
pretty late,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it's of course a bill. So, and the bill's for $999, and he's only won $1,000. And it's the Ferals that have made all these. What was it, 0055 calls?
Yes.
And were they intimating that it's kind of like almost like sex line calls?
Well, they're obviously those expensive paid calls. I think they said a dialer smell, call a canine, kitty beauty line. And you know what it reminded me of? Did you guys, back in the dial-up days, do you guys remember those dialers? There were these programs that they say they would install onto your computer and then they would disconnect you and then start dialing your modem at a rate of like $5 a minute or something. I'm like, oh, I'm so glad we're away from those days.
Well, it's really fascinating, that stuff, because... And it was way more than $5 a minute. It was like $20, $30, $50 a minute. It was crazy. But the thing is, surely, like, because they're dialing a certain number, they know where that's registered to. I never understood it. It felt like just laziness, why they never really cracked down on that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, but I think this is the thing of the internet. When it started, it had no thought of security. Like, when internet really started bubbling up, it didn't even have, like SSL or anything like that. So, you know, the secure padlocks and all that kind of stuff, that came way later. So, when you're logging into something secure, it's like email. Do you remember this, Mike?
Mm.
Like, logging into email, you could just use the cookies and then refresh the browser and it'd open up the mailbox. Mm. It was crazy, man. Anyway.
Well, it was crazy when you very stout seatbelts. And...
Well, we always had seatbelts. We're not that old.
No, we did, but I mean, cars didn't. It's crazy that we never used to have cars.
Or when cigarette ads used to have glowing recommendations from doctors.
Well, you know what I think is crazier? That I think cars will be around for a long period of time, but we won't be driving them.
Yeah, for sure.
They'll be like the self-driving cars. And I actually think, you know, I could really see a world in 500 years, they've still got cars. Like, some form of, like, physical transportation that you jump in, and I don't think they'll have teleportation or anything like that, but you won't be driving them, and they'll go, oh, yeah, you know, 400 or 500 years ago, people used to drive them. How crazy is that? How dangerous?
Yeah, I just want...
Given how stupid people are.
I want tubes like Futurama.
Yes.
Well, Elon Musk had, like, a similar invention to that. To actually... Because, you know, reducing drag obviously makes it, you know, so much quicker. So, having sort of vacuum tubes to send people around instead of high-speed rail. Anyway, we're so far off.
Right? So, when it explodes, Joe walks out looking like Beavis.
Yeah. Looking like Beavis. Like Beavis and Butthead, yeah. You mean? Uh-huh, okay.
With his hair spiked up.
We're looking for the trick with big boobs.
Yeah. We are ready to do you now.
And Raddus goes to say something, and Joe just right hooks him.
Yeah, no, he does it twice in this scene. It's pretty funny. Like, right hook, and then, like, a little slap, back slap on the left... adding to the violence of this episode. So, the final bit, we see that the coppers have come and they're asking for their wheel. It's like they know the exact wheel. I don't know. I just thought this. How stupid is that?
See, I didn't catch and they the take him setup away. When they took the wheel at the start of the episode or middle of the episode. So I just thought random copper peers.
Like, yeah, because it was very. I know, that's why I mentioned it before, where it's like, oh, where'd you get this wheel from? Oh, it was from a cop car.
It was a little contrived, like, oh, yeah, sure. Kind of like...
Oh, super contrived. Yeah. Completely, didn't make sense. Completely unnecessary anyway, right?
Hmm.
Like, yeah. You don't need to have that bit, so...
So they drag Joe away, and then they just all fight.
Yeah. Yeah, well, how weird was that? They all start fighting, and then there's one bit where they're, like, jumping in the air at the same time?
Well, they said...
Do you remember that?
They made a good reference to it and said, oh... Feels like we do this every time or something like that. Or why does it always
happen? Oh, I didn't hear
why
that.
Why does it always come down to this and then they all just fight? And then they start dragging Lenny and Robbie. Like, Lenny and Robbie are walking away and Raddus, like, drags Robbie back to, like, beat her up. It's so weird.
It's super weird.
It's like violence. Violence never changes.
So then we have, like, Joe during the credit scene or after the credit scene.
Wait, no, I thought we have to test Mike on if you watch the...
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. All right. What happened after the credits, Mike? So, what happened at the end of the credits, Swinny?
Okay. So, at the end of the credits, they're talking in the shed or some random thing. And then they go, oh, what's this? And then they notice that the brake cable was missing.
Oh, the brake cable. So, at the end of the, after the credits, they realize that they forgot to put the brake cable back on. Was that it?
And what happened then? What happened then?
The car crashes.
Ooh.
Who crashes it?
Joe.
Yeah.
Good assumption.
Woo-hoo. Good assumption. I actually did watch that part.
You could be a TV writer.
Sorry, it's a button.
No, I'm... All right, so... I didn't take notes on that, so I'm so glad you remembered.
So, what else... like, was there anything we missed in the episode, or...? Okay, so let's get to ratings before we do another one of Swinney's segments.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to start? Does anyone want to start?
Nope.
I'll that good. Give this. I'll give this a 5.
Oh, okay.
I thought there were some funny parts with the whole VR machine, and you know, Joe in general was great in this episode. But as I said, it just felt quite boring in the middle section for me. Ooh, so
fair call.
I considered giving it a little higher, and then I thought, nah, it's just worth spot, dead set, 5.
How about you, Mike?
I'm going to give it a 6 for the sole reason that it didn't feature enough gypsies.
Jesus. Okay. So I guess the ratings are getting, they're increasing monotonically. I gave this one a 7. I chuckled a bit in this episode. I do agree that it was a bit soft in the middle. But I think I really like the VR bit. I liked the ferals, like, in their outfits early in this episode. The violence all the way through it made me laugh, so. All right, so let's go on to...
I would have liked to see more of Gomez, and I reckon I would have given it a 1.
Well, I wanted Gomez to talk, but obviously, once they start talking, the pay that you have to pay them goes up through the roof. So, it's weird, because are you saying that the copper wasn't actually credited?
The copper and the bandmates. So there was a lot of cameos.
See, that's weird, because the copper spoke.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
normally, if you're on TV and you speak, that goes up from being...
You get a credit.
Instead of getting paid 50 or 100 bucks a day, you get it paid... $400 or $500.
Oh, wow. The fitness instructor on the TV that in a previous episode that was on there for about a couple of seconds was credited, that Jeff Barker or whatever, I can't remember. Yet the bandmates weren't. And they were actually in it for quite a bit, like in the background.
Yeah, they kept on appearing. I think that they must be like boom guys, and maybe the copper is like, you know, one of the writers or who knows what, right?
Yeah, probably.
I think they might have done that just to get around it. Well, I don't even know if you're allowed to do that, but anyway, because it's very unionized. All right, so that wraps up the episode. Let's move on to the Swinny segment.
Okay, well, what I wanted to do
I got a sound effect for you, sorry.
yes.
Go on,
this segment is called Whipping It Out. No. First thing I wanted to do was give a big update on our Lee 2015 campaign. Mm-hmm. So,
oh yes,
can you please roll the music?
You can talk over it while you do it.
Well, no, I like listening to the fanfare. You know? Lee 2015. Okay. So, the big update is that next week there will be an important announcement about the campaign.
Nice.
Oh, God. You sound like you're Eddie Maguire.
But
big news coming after the break.
I'm very happy to see, you know, I'm walking around the streets of Melbourne seeing all the Lee 2015 t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's taken Twitter by storm, and the Reddit threads about Lee 2015 are just like, you know... This karma coming out their arseholes. So.
It's like how you just describe as arseholes.
Out of their arseholes.
So, yes. Okay, but the actual one thing I want to talk about today is something I want to set up for next week, but different in this case, because I know I've got an announcement next week, but this is actually... I figured that we talked about Lenny and Joe both have it in for Robbie, you know, a lot. It's been like probably 50% of our podcast when we're talking about those characters. But I thought, let's try to settle this, right? Let's try to figure out who's going to steal Robbie's heart. So what I figured we'd do, if you guys can follow that link in the chat.
Okay.
Yeah.
And open it up. So let me know when it's loaded.
That's good.
So this is a poster.
Okay.
Sorry, mine's still loading. Internet's very slow. For the Rumble for Robbie, which is a grudge match between Joe and Lenny.
Where did you get these images from?
Created using WWE 2K15. Hence, I wasn't able to get Lenny to look anywhere near Lenny, like the hairstyles. There was no frizzy hairstyles.
I gotta say, joking's pretty good.
I was really happy with how Joe turned out. So, let me just actually run this down. Let's just look at some of their, the tail of the tape, so to speak. So, we've got Joe King, officially listed on Wikipedia for MIG as 5'9", hailing from Dentsville, Australia. Fighting style is Taekwondo, and his finisher is the punchline. You know, joking, get it?
Yeah.
Now, Lenny, I don't know his height. He seems a little shorter than Joe. I don't know about you guys. You get that?
Oh, I reckon he's way shorter than what you're listing him as, but this is very much like classic tale of the tape.
Yeah, I put 5'8", hailing from the friend zone, and his fighting style is covert operations. You know, he's always scoping that stuff out. And his finisher is the digital device.
Nice.
I consider making his fighting style...
Like a lot of female finishes.
I considered making his fighting style ground and pound, but then I don't know why, it just sounded funny. So, what I actually want to do with this, okay. So, I want both of you guys to pitch for who you want to represent you in this, essentially.
Okay.
Because I'm going to simulate this match using WWE 2K15 to find the winner.
Okay.
And I'll do it next week, and I'll try to like actually get a clip of the ending of the match.
Nice.
So cool. Essentially, yeah. What I want to do is one person needs to take Joe, the other person needs to take Lenny, and then the loser has to do something. So,
okay.
Knowing that both of you guys probably want to take Joe, is that would I be correct in that assumption?
Look, I'm happy to let Monkey Boy pick, and I'll just go with the other one.
Okay,
obviously.
Okay. Monkey Boy.
I was happy with Lenny.
So you're going to go with Lenny, because it's Eddie Vedder in
yeah, yeah.
the picture.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'll go with Lenny.
Okay, so Mike, you'll be fighting with Joe King and Monkey Boy with Lenny Leonard. So what's going to happen to the loser?
What? Is that a question?
I'm asking what do you guys want to put up? Now, I previously suggested that the loser has to sing the Ferals podcast like Mike Tyson. I don't know if that's going to cut it, though. What do you guys reckon? It has to be something we can do on air.
It's got to be verbal. I can't, you can't make him dress up in a mankini or something.
No, I mean, I'd say that Mike would have to submit his portfolio to the Benchmark Creative Talent Agency, but you said he'd do that anyway, so. So you guys happy with that stipulation?
Yeah, we're happy with that. I'm happy with it. Are you happy with it, Mike?
Yeah, okay.
All right, so over the next week, just, probably a good idea to practice your Mike Tyson impersonations, and although I'll help you guys with the lyrics, try to learn what the theme song, because it's very complicated, the Ferals theme song. And then I'll announce the winner and try to find a way so you guys can watch it without making the podcast seem boring. next week, which is always difficult when we're talking visual mediums.
It's true. Yeah, exactly. Like we had to describe that movie that you made a search that you had in your history.
Oh, well, I mean, we could make the stipulation that the loser has to watch that, but that's a bit hard.
No,
not happening.
Nope.
You seem very flexible in watching these kind of things, Sweeney.
I'm not 13 anymore.
I don't even want to go there. 13. So, yeah. All right, we'll find out who's... we'll find out who gets Robbie at the end of the day.
Oh, fantastic. So the winner doesn't get to sing, right? Then the loser sings.
Yeah. Correct.
Okay.
Well, cool. unless you guys really want to sing, but I can't see why you want to.
Okay, I'll try to get the theme music without the vocals.
Good luck with that. I think they
play in the credits, don't they?
Oh, good point, actually. Good point. But I think it probably doesn't have the same, it doesn't go through the same sections or whatever. But, hey, if that works, that's fine.
All right. I'll do that.
Awesome.
All right. So, that's all for next week. Okay, cool. Well, I guess that rats us up.
Rats.
Oh, God. I think that wraps us up for this week. Next week is episode 9, Feral TV. But for now, bye.
Goodbye.
See ya.
you dickhead.
Just say no goodbye from Mike this week.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.